Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all come into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news, we waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch, remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Start conference recording. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the information superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. We are finally here.
I know it was a struggle for a lot of people today. So everybody who got the email, okay? Everybody didn't, okay? Don't tell me. They're working on it. That's why we still sent the tweet out. But they are looking at it right now. Matter of fact, it's part of the delay in the call. I was on a call. And I don't know what's so technical about it when they were supposed to have already put it together, but trust me. And like I already said, because some of you guys already catching me, we're still doing the tweet until we're sure it's working. But hopefully they'll get it done. Here's the thing you guys want to know, because I'll tell you, I don't know how much time we got. I know we did this. Something is supposedly happening, and I don't know what. There is a rate. Some of the market people got put on notice. Some of the bank people got a rate that was above $10. I'll just say that without even putting up, but they said it was showing above $10. And all the banks haven't been put on standby yet or haven't been restricted yet, even though they're still being told by the end of the month that we could possibly, or in their words, should see this by the end of the month. And again, our factor, what we're looking for, is people beyond the banks receive notification and just basically market people. And I already tell you guys what market people were, and that's people who deal with the exchanges on a global scale in different markets. So that is good news. Hopefully we'll have our system here finished. Everybody who has participated in then will get that first email. So we'll go from there. All right. On that, in Iraq itself, they're still seeing they're getting it done. Actually, there was nothing about the rate in the news for the last 2 days, which, again, should tell us something when they stop talking about it, which they have. Except for, this is the only good thing that you really want to know. You really want to know. They did say today that the way the auction functions will change effective January the 1st. The entire way it functions will change effective January the 1st. And I always, always tell you guys, that's how they stop the theft. When they'll stop the theft is when the rate will be changed. Now, I don't know if it's on that particular day, but on the 1st, so we know to look for it during that time frame or before. But the auction and the way it's done will change after the 1st. And that's because they'll no longer use or need the dollar bill. That's when they'll change off, because the purpose of it was putting it in the streets for the people, let the banks buy them. Well, if Iraq shut down 4 banks, the U.S. shut down 14 banks, that's 18 of the 27 banks that they had that were being involved in the auction. Oh, no, wait, they said they had 70-some banks involved in the auction. 27 of them were supposed to be crooked. But anyway, they just took out 18 of the 27. We'll see what happens. It's all good news. All good news, and they're still talking about getting the budget done this year in time, if not before the end of the month, because I can't see it because it still hasn't been submitted to Parliament. Still by mid-December, it should be done. Do we have to wait for the rate? No, because they are saying there's no new rate in the budget as of today. Not that it won't be. They're just saying it's not. As so far is what they said, so far. So as of today, as far as what is being submitted. Doesn't mean it can't change at any given moment, and probably will. So the big thing is they're excited. The market guys got excited yesterday. Some bank people got excited again yesterday what they're doing. And I'm waiting to hear from some other bank people to get an update, which is I was hoping it would happen before this call. But if not, don't worry about it. I will tweet it out. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. No questions on the board. They're just questions about the connection. So we're not entertaining those, so we'll just go straight to the live callers. First one is 312 area code.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing, sir?
Greetings.
I can't hear what you're saying.
You know, I'm mobile as always. Hold on.
Step up to your microphone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just saying good morning, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. But you better quit cussing me out on my own phone. You hear what I
said? I said darn.
All right.
I did not curse you. Don't even try it. Anyway.
What do you say? Oh, okay. Go
I
ahead.
Said darn. Well, anyway, I had heard, and you kind of addressed it just now, about something going on over in Iraq with them gearing up, but it was no solid information given. So I guess there's really no solid information out there or none that you can share about exactly, well, not exactly, because we can't do exact.
Okay,
I'm outside.
All right.
About what?
So somebody put out some information that the rate was released in Iraq, or the numbers. I haven't gotten that anywhere. I haven't gotten that from my guy in Iraq, nowhere else, that any rate or information was released in Iraq at all. I did get on the bank side that they now know what the rate is or what they're seeing, and that they were put on notice to be ready. And it went one level up from the bank. As I tell you, even some of the exchangers have been put on notice that this could be happening real soon. Now, again, I'm going to be honest with you. They did give me a date when it's supposed to happen. And no, I'm not going to tell you because I don't believe it's going to happen that date. I would love for it to. But they were put on notice again. That's the good thing. And they did get a rate. I had nothing about a rate being given out in Iraq at all.
Okay. Okay, well, that makes sense. Like I said, you know, stuff goes around out here and you hear stuff. Now, when you said something about the market makers, are you talking about the shop owners over there over in Iraq?
No. I said the exchangers. And that's here. Forex. Exchanges, commodities, our global exchanges. When I say that, those are the market guys I'm talking about. Their market. Sorry.
Okay. I wasn't sure. That's why I asked. Because I was looking on Forex just before the call, and nothing has changed on there, of course. It's still showing their a little ugly rate that you can't trade on.
Right. Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
They were just giving some information of when to expect a change.
Okay. Well, thank
okay.
you, gentlemen, for all
Great.
That you do.
Thank you.
Thank you for persevering.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
361 area code. You are on.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Thank y'all for taking my call. This is the first time I've been on a call in 10 years. I have two quick questions. Mr. Ray, on November the 7th, I mailed you a check for my monthly amount of $125, and this morning I went to the bank, and the money is still sitting in my bank. You didn't get my check?
Probably not. Money's still in your bank.
Yes, sir. It's still sitting in my bank, but I sent it to you on November the 7th.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well,
I'll call you after and see who you are, then that'll help.
Okay.
I don't know who I'm talking to, but if it's still in your bank, then that means I didn't get it and deposit it. But I'll call you after the call, and we'll put a trace on it and see what's going on.
Okay, well, I would appreciate it because I send it in every month. And then my last question is, when we go to the bank to exchange, and this problem for Ms. Tony, how would we handle, and I know you alluded to it before, because when I went to the bank and purchased some of my foreign currency, I saw some of the tellers acting real funny with some of us who were purchasing the foreign currency. So when we go to exchange and they act strange or funny with us because they don't want to see us with the amount of money we're about to get, how would you recommend we handle that?
Hey, I was waiting here with Ray said. Look, I reckon, first of all, I wouldn't go to no teller. Okay, they're going to be highly pissed, and we expect them to be. But I think they will be professional because it's not like you're going to go there with $1 million at the teller window. And they get people doing transfers that for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 all the time. They're just not going to be able to believe it. But I don't think they would do anything disrespectful or something. And you don't. It's just a regular business transaction. It's not a, I tell you should have listened. I mean, I wouldn't approach it like that.
No, sir. Okay. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, sir.
And I'll be waiting on you to call me, Mr. Ray. Okay.
All right, sir. Will do.
All right. Thank you, sir.
972. Uh-huh. Area code. You're on. 972.
Hey, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
What's happening, Danny?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm excited. I got a buddy with me, and you started talking, giving that monologue, and I'm slapping him on the arm. We're looking for retirement here.
Right.
Me too, Danny. I'm looking for retirement here.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's kind of ironic that you're finally getting all the email stuff settled here just in time. Kind of funny.
Yeah, just in time. It's in time because, again, I don't know what's going to happen to Twitter. It's just going back and forth. And nothing may not happen to it, but it's so much mess going on there right now. I don't know what might happen to it. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I've got a few contacts international, not in Iraq, but related countries. I've mentioned before in the past, Spain and Lebanon and some Syrian connections, not in country. They're actually outside of Syria, but they are aware of this stuff. Probably not as intently focused as we are, but I'm looking forward to reaching out to them and just having a little bit more communication. The effect I think is going to be, and we've talked about it before, it will affect the entire world. This is such a volatile time. It's going to be sweet relief all around, and who knows, you know, what that could unleash as far as benefit to the rest of the planet. But that's a focus that I cannot get handles on, but real excited about seeing happen. Do you have any insight about the effect on the rest of the world as this thing spreads? Some of Tish's communication, I noticed that Iraq had the easiest petroleum extraction in the world, and they represent, I think, they're number five in the world as far as reserves. That's got to have an impact on not only them, but the neighbors and everything else. So give me some feedback on that. What do you see?
Well, you're right. They came in as number five, and they just moved up as far as bondholders for the U.S. bond, and they're up to number 32, I think, today or yesterday. So it's going to change everything when their currency changes. Value goes up, all the opportunities that come in, all the countries going in there doing business. So it'll change our global economy at just the right time to stop the global recession, I think. That's not its only purpose, but it will by us. Now, no other country is going to benefit like we're going to benefit, because they don't have that many people who are actually involved in the dinar that we know of. We're the largest country. We have more people. But there are other countries whose citizens will benefit the way that we're benefiting. So we'll see how that works out. Well, I think it's going to be a good thing right here at the holidays. Help people, help some stores survive. Job creation, because we've always talked about we're going to create some jobs for mom and pop, but more importantly, let every country pay down their debt some and we get restarted. So everybody won't know what happened, and you guys just think about this, because some of you are old enough to remember when Clinton was president and our deficit went down to zero and everybody was trying to figure out how did that happen. How did the good times take off? Remember that? Man, economy was going good after that, paid down the debt. Everybody had money, because we're going to see it again. And it will definitely happen around the world. So it's a good thing. I can't tell you every detail, Dave. I don't know. But I do think it's going to have a global effect.
Right. Well, we were confused with Clinton's success paying down the debt. But I think there's enough of us involved now that word will get out as far as explanation, because politicians, no matter what we think of them, they just stumble into this stuff. That was no more orchestrated by Clinton than it would be now by Biden or Trump, or just go down the list. That is too cool. Yeah. All right. I'm going to be quiet and listen. Thank you, fellas, for your part in this. Appreciate it.
All right, Danny, okay. I got a message for you, though. So Jim and KC said, tell Danny he can get Dong for $60 per million on eBay if he buys it in $5 million quantities.
Well, that's
so,
not a bad
situation. $300 for $5
million. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
About
$300.
$300
that'd be my local
price.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Good deal.
Right.
Thank you.
So it's out there. Thank you, sir.
Okay, 754 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Mahjong Lighting.
Yes,
beautiful sunny day in South Florida. Tony, I was listening to another call where a caller came on from Orlando, Florida, had spent a half hour at Truist Bank, which is not a lead bank, was once BB&T, sat with the vice president there, and was told emphatically that this is definitely going before the end of the year, and she will call him to come in with his currency. Has any bank you've spoken to been that specific with the time frame? She said it will not go till next year. So has any other bank been that specific?
No. You know why? Because no other bank knows. And she certainly is not going to know for definite that it will not. It doesn't look like it is, and we hope it won't, but nobody knows that it will not go, even though they're making sure things are changing effective January the 1st. So I know what you're talking about. And understand, trusting any bank that tells you, bring your currency in and we're going to send it somewhere, they're going to count it and let you know within 3 days what the rate is going to be, everything else, is not a bank that has definite information, okay? BB&T was going to do that. They have smaller banks and branches that have to send it up to the big one. Actually, BB&T was sending it to Wells Fargo. They're going to tell them what the rate is. They're going to offer you a rate, and then you decide if you want the rate or not. It's a 3-day process. But there's no bank teller not things that I work with, they can tell you this is definitely. They can say this is when it's scheduled, just like they told me yesterday. But it's not the first time they told me that, and I doubt it's going to be the last time. But it's the information that they're getting, okay?
Okay, and my last question, because I know we're pressed for time, because FDIC really is there to protect the banks, not so much the depositors, do you suggest that when we do the exchange, we should get additional coverage until we meet and get all our investments done? Should we have more protection against the bank if our money were to get lost? Like Lloyd's of London or anybody else?
Okay. I can tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to, first of all, diversify my money. And not just banks, but industries that I put it in to protect it myself. Second of all, I am going to try to get Lloyd's of London as well to insure my larger accounts. That's what I'm going to do. But the most important thing is, right here in the beginning, I'm not concerned with it because it's going to be money flowing everywhere. And they're not going to lose it in 10, 20 days or 6 months or anything else. Somewhere down the road, something might happen. But not during this exchange period of time because there's going to be too much money, construction, everything. There's going to be a boom, like they said, around the world. Last thing I'm worried about is a bank losing its money. Unless they do something completely silly, like just start handing out loans to everybody walking up and down the street.
Okay. I want to wish you both a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. And will there be a call Friday or will it be a four-day weekend?
I'm not sure about Friday yet, to tell you guys the truth. My wife and daughter was talking to me about it this morning. And I just said, I'm not sure yet about Friday. Okay?
All right. Well, have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you for answering my question. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 386 area code, you're on. 386 area code, you're on.
You got me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to take you off my external speaker.
Okay.
I don't know if this is part of what the problem is or not, but the link that Tony sent out, when you first had technical difficulty, I was online with that link. Then I could not get back on it. It disappeared.
We changed the link.
Okay. We changed the link because we're having problems with it. And I didn't send out a new email because everybody was getting it on Twitter anyway. So that was the problem today. The first call, it was right. This call is not right. It's a long link.
All right. Well, you had me worried there for a minute. Well, that's all I needed to tell you. I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
312, Erica, you are on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tommy.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, see if I hope I got taped off the speaker.
Okay.
Tony, sort of a different question. With the oil coming out of Iraq and everything going green later in the future, how you think that will affect the production of oil? If you can follow me. It just was a question.
It's not a concern of ours because it's going to be years from now. Hopefully we'll be diversified. But that's Iraq's concern right now. That's why they have their reform plan. That's why they're trying to increase or diversify their economy. If all this going green that the world has agreed to, well, most countries have, going to solar power, electric power, of course, it's going to reduce the consumption of gas and the need for it, which is going to drive the price back down. That's why they're trying to bring in all these other countries and do this gas exploration and and housing and everything else. So, yeah, it's going to hurt. It doesn't matter to us. Currency exchange will be completed 20 years ahead of that, 30 years ahead of that. Well, won't even be a thought, and hopefully we will, as denarians and investors, have enough knowledge or experience to invest in something else, diversify, where it won't affect us at all. All right, what's next?
Okay, I appreciate that. That's it. Yes, sir.
Hey,
okay,
Mr. Ray.
You.
Hey, Mr. Tony. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you.
Hey.
All
okay.
Right, KB.
Bye-bye.
All right. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 209, area code. 209, you're on.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
I wanted to know, would it help you to know what we're seeing at this end, what came on our computer?
No.
Okay, that was one question. The other question was the guy that talked about eBay and the dinar. I know we're only in certain years, but I don't remember the certain years we're supposed to look for.
For the Zim or what?
On the dinar. Was it a dinar?
Anything after 2003.
Anything after 2003?
As long as it doesn't have Saddam Hussein on it.
Okay. All right. I had another question for you, but I forgot what it was, and I forgot to write it down, so I thank you very much. And then if we're on Friday, we'll use the link that you send us.
On Friday.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Happy
whatever
Thanksgiving.
Whatever link we send on Friday, that's the one you'll use.
Okay.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Bye-bye. 610 area code. You're old.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic. Gentlemen, it's another dynamite day here in the USA, and this is going to be the short version. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. That helps Ray track those payments as they come in. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the click here instructions and follow the prompts as you go through. In the block where you are asked to type in your name on the card, after you have typed in your name on the card, hit the space bar twice, and in that same block, type in your phone number there. Again, that helps Ray track the payments as they come in. In your debit or credit card information at the very bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you have clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. This way you know your payments have gone through successfully. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us and make it a dynamite Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving and happy Thanksgiving to the TNT family.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family also. Appreciate it.
Thank you very, very much.
Okay. 314 area code. You are on. 314 area code. Okay. You're not on. 903 area code. You are on.
Just me?
Yes.
Well, I didn't think I'd get through.
Okay. You did. Congratulations.
Yeah. I've given donations and I hadn't gotten emails or anything, and I had to hunt around for you a little while, and I just dialed the calling number, and that's the only one I could get any information off of.
You didn't get the tweet or the email?
No, didn't get either one of those. So I just had a loss. But
do you know how your Twitter's not set up? So how you been getting the information before we started doing the emails?
Calling in, waiting for the host to call in.
How'd you know what
internet
time to call in?
I've been in this game 15 years.
It hasn't changed.
Well, how did
okay.
you know to call in at 2 o'clock? Because we had to call normally at 1. So how'd you know to call in an hour later?
I don't give up that easy.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're still sending the emails, though, and we're still doing the tweets, and we're going to continue doing that until I say they figured it out, and I can see that all the emails went out for the people who are paying. Okay? So we're still going to do it that. But hopefully this will be our last time if they can get me straightened out today. And I keep saying it because they keep blaming it on each other back and forth, and we're going to change this, and so we'll see what happens. All right. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll keep you on there.
417 area code. You're on.
Tony and Ray.
Hey.
When do you think it's going to happen?
I don't know. Hopefully by the end of the month is what some of them think. This person, like I said, the longer it goes, the closer it gets, I think we're going to see it in January because it makes sense to me. But yesterday, the banks and the exchanges were notified to get ready for something else. So right now.
Well, that's a good thing.
We'll see. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
right.
Thank you very much. I've sent a couple of monies to you guys. I hope you got it.
All right. Me too.
All right.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys too and your families. Bye.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
832 area code. You are on. 832-359.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Good evening. Good afternoon. My name. Just a quick question. Is there anybody in Iraq that is trusted, or that can say something and it does happen? Is there anybody that ever had a government official position before that ever said something and did come to pass?
Hello?
Are you there?
Well, I think they said some things. Maybe not the day or minute that they said things were going to happen, but they negotiated in some things that they did say. But as I said, this is all negotiation. It's how they negotiate, how they do business. It's different from how we do. We set a deadline. It needs to be done on that day at that time. Goes away. They set dates and times. Don't mean anything. That means I'll have it done then. I'll be the next day. That's think I'll have it done. But in the way they negotiate is to see who is the best. I mean, I don't want to say best liar because they're using it as business. Who's the best negotiator? Or who can convince who? Or you know. But that's the way they do business. They don't do straight-up business.
So
and it's been that way for 200
along.
Years, so we're not going to change it in 10 years. Go ahead.
So does that apply to you also, those that give you information? Does that mean data sets are not reliable? Every information you get, you pass on to us for the past 15 years. All the information will never, one that never come to pass or ever been true?
Okay. Good question. So this is what I did. When people give me information, I don't give it to you until I can confirm at least two or three other places have that same information or giving it out. I can't just take it from one person. So I got to hear that Chase got it, Wells Fargo got it, B of A got it, or what's another bank? Anyway, three or four of the banks got it. Or I got to hear that my guy in Canada got it, my guy in New Zealand got it, my guy in Iraq got it. I mean, if countries are doing something, that is multiple people. Or I got to hear it from the Fed, from the Treasury, from the bank. So I don't just accept one person. Over in Iraq, it's the same way. We got a guy that owns a cab company. So if we're talking to him, I'll actually drive the cab. His wife works there so we can hear what the citizens are saying. We have people who are in the banks and finance. I have contractors who own major companies over in Iraq that are, you know, tell us when their pay scale is going to change or their money or they're supposed to do something different. There's a lot of different sources. But this is what we don't have. And that's what you want to know. I don't have the director of the CBI calling me saying, hey, this is what's going to happen, and this is when I'm going to do it. Or this is what our three countries have agreed to, Britain and the U.S. and there. That's what we don't have, and they're the ones who make the final decision. Okay, hold on a second, Ray. Okay, I'm back. You still here?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So that was just from two banks. Yeah, no, I was just going to tell them. Those two banks said they haven't heard anything yet. So it hasn't gotten down to them. Not they haven't been notified, but it just hasn't gotten down to them yet. I don't know. But that was what I just got right there. So it's not that people are even giving us the wrong information. They're giving us the information they are getting. They just can't control it because none of us actually control it, and we can only pass on what we're getting. I just try to control what I pass on. I don't really give it to you as soon as one person says it or the first thing I hear. Oh, let me put that out there. I need to know that somebody is seeing it on their TV, one of the people who have Iraq TV, or there's a news article, or I'm hearing it from multiple sources. That's how I decide what to tell you. I'm not speaking for other gurus who tell you every other day that we're going to the bank or the bank's been notified. And he was, when I know for a fact they haven't. So that's different. Okay? To answer your question?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. We'll squeeze in this last one. 409 area code. You are on.
Hello, Ray.
Yes.
I have sent you, good gosh, a bunch of $5 every time, about 6 or 7 times I have sent you money in. And I have no way of, I haven't gotten anything yet. I've checked that little box at the bottom. I had to do it first because it kept disappearing. As soon as I started putting in my credit card information, the box at the bottom disappeared. So I started filling it out first. And then I went back up and put my credit card information in. And I'm waiting for something to happen. And nothing ever happened.
Over the step-by-step instructions, did you read those?
I went by the step-by-step instructions, except whenever I put on that screen your pay site, I have to go to that bottom first that tells you what all to do. The bottom thing, the little box that says, your information may be whatever. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And you check save subscribe and save my data. Did you check that first? Okay. Now did you check your spam? Did you check in your spam for the email? Have you looked?
I checked your spam. I checked spam. I'm smart enough. I've been doing this for years. I worked over in Iraq for a long time, and I ran computers, so I know what I'm doing as far as that goes, but I know to check the spam. I've checked everything, and I haven't gotten a notification of any kind. And I don't mind giving you my email address right now.
No, I don't need to do that. But if you did everything that's supposed to be done and saying how knowledgeable you are, the only thing I can think of is your service provider is blocking the email. That's why you have to receive it. If everything else is correct.
My service provider.
Wait. Let me see this real quick. I'm not going to do this to everybody. Absolutely not. Don't get me to it right now, Chris. How do you spell your last name?
Rose. R-O-S-E.
So, I got a bunch of roses up here. What's the first letter of your first name?
J.
Okay. Oh, is that how you signed up?
Do what?
Oh, is it Jimmy?
Jimmy. That's right.
There you go. It's right there. I'm looking right at it. It's right there.
I haven't got anything yet.
Okay. Well, you're in there. You're good.
Okay. Well, I'll work on the rest. I'm not going to. I'm not going to sweat it. It's
okay.
Come around when it's time.
All right, but let me say this real quick for anybody to get happy. Don't nobody else call me and tell me to look up their name because I'm not doing it. I'm telling you. I got other things to do to get 1,000 emails say look up my name. All right, but I just want you to
know
that. All right, guys.
To me because I don't even have access to the system. So don't. And folks, when you mail in, don't mail in. Ask me to put you on the list. I don't have access to it. The only way you get on that list is by the instructions that are already given or the step-by-step instructions that are printed. That's how you get on that list, just as an FYI to save some of you some trouble and headache. Because just like Tony says, we can't answer all the hundreds of folks that want this and want that. So be forewarned if you don't get a response back. Don't get mad and say, well, I emailed you and I didn't reply back because I asked you not to email you in the first place.
Hey, Ray, I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving.
Tell them the truth. If you you ask somebody not to do something, then they do it anyway, then that's on them. I've asked on several calls, guys. Don't email me, don't write me, don't text me about this stuff. I'm not even handling it, so I can't do anything for you, even if I wanted to. Then I have to just bug Tony and say, hey, can you check into this? And he's already saying don't bug him. So I'm not going to add to that just because he's my brother. So come on, guys. Just be patient. We haven't dropped anybody yet. We didn't leave you hanging. All right, sir. That was the last caller that had their hand up. So we hung along, hung after a little bit.
Okay, guys.
Technical issue getting started.
Sure. Good news. It's still coming out. There's no negative. Everything's pushing forward. It's just we don't know what day or time. But, you know, it's only a couple days left in November. And then they did announce that the auction procedures and the way it's done will change effective the 1st of January. And that's something we've been waiting 15 years to see just there. Our question is, will the rate change before that or immediately after that? They still haven't met the three requirements I told you that they needed to do. Remember? They still haven't announced opening of a bank in a certain country we were waiting for. They still haven't announced their agreement with Kyrgyzstan on the ACL, even though they said they had an agreement before they announced the first part of government. They still haven't announced those other two ministers of Kyrgyzstan. And they said, when those three things happen, we're going to see the rest, or the budget. So there's a couple of those things that they're holding off because, as we know, they're not even talking about it. There's no articles, no interviews. They're not saying, hey, Kurds, when are you going to give us your two names? Because we're going to see all that probably happen at one time. But it's coming up. So nothing bad out here. It was good about the banks that I did get, or that the exchanges, our market guys here, getting some notification. So at least we know it's still going in those circles. So you guys need to do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family. Spend as much time as you can with them. Hopefully prepare them for what's about to happen if you haven't. Because now's the time to do it. Everybody's relaxed. You're going to be seeing them over the holidays. Go over the information so they don't bombard you. And more important than anything, tell them they got one last chance to get their own because you're not going to give them any. Because that's what I'm telling mine. So other than that, all right, enjoy your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. All right, Ray.
Okay, yeah, that's going to do it for us, folks. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the holidays. We'll be back in touch maybe Friday, maybe not. If not, definitely Monday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. Oh, I believe.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We are out of here.